I was so frustrated because I was like, bro, I wrote this song in December. Why are we having sample clearances right now? We got another one like that on this project. That's not Bape, but it's the same style as far as Go-Go. Bape was very, very, very Go-Go. And we were worried about how people were going to react to it. I got another one on Falarin 2 that's like that. WizKid, we've been cool for like over 10 years, around 10 years. So I just love to see my friends winning. I love to see genuine people winning. And Wiz got it out the mud, man. Like, I'm going to pour everything that I got into this music shit. I'm going to pour it back in. And I did that on this project, but I think that it's a new, something is on the horizon after this one.
I'm DJ Semsex, and right now this is the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast with my guy Wale. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm cooling, man. I'm cooling. I'm chilling. We riding around LA. You know, we going through some mixes and stuff. You know, we just trying to do what we do.
All right, all right. So the last time we connected was actually in the studio, and you was recording with Shabo. That was a crazy night, crazy
it's
session
called,
at Sam Studios.
Me, it's called, it's, excuse me, it's Shabo. Shay Boo, that's Boo right there. Nah, that's little sis right there. That's little sis. I know it's Yoruba blood, but nah, yeah, that was I think that was like kind of before everything shut down, and I got the vibe with it. We cut like 3 records that night actually, but
yeah,
I told her to leak one.
Hey, but listen, you know for me, like, you know, I wear different hats. I DJ, I do podcasts, I make music, and I do the label thing. But for me, it's real fascinating to see a different side of you, because, you know, I've interviewed you many times. I've seen you do shows many times. But to see you in the studio, bro, that was a privilege. Real learning experience as well. It's fascinating to see how quick you work.
Nah, it's crazy. Don't. Sometimes you can't tell them that, because they're gonna send me a record and want a verse back in like 10 minutes. Like, nah. That sometimes when the vibe is on point, and you know, you feel comfortable, because you don't remember. Like, I was comfortable. I was there. I was in London for like 2 days already. I was chilling. I got to really catch up on my sleep. And then you was like, "Yo, come to the studio for the vibe." And then it was like that. You got to get into that space. When you get in that space, and then you can really like let it shine, like you know, get it all for real. I was comfortable. That's a lot of people don't understand how important that is.
But with your studio ethic, your writing ethic, and everything else, like, where did that come from? Like, how did you get to that point where you just do it effortlessly? Like, you was just like you said, 3 tracks, 3 ideas, da 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 da. I know you're saying about it being comfortable, but who did you come up with? Who did you learn that from?
I think that a lot of time it matters who you're working with, because if they set the table for you, you can do everything properly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you get to know the artist a little bit, you know, you talk to them a little bit, and then you go in with your idea. But it matters. The chemistry is a bigger thing than people really know to make great records, though.
I mean, what was interesting that night, you was telling me as well, like, about what she was doing, like the fact that she was saying Dobale, like the fact that, you know, we're kind of in a different time right now. Like, the culture's really coming through, right?
Right. So I think that I'm glad you said it, because it's like, I think we linked on like just like having like just diaspora vibes, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. And I think that's a big part of what's going on right now. It's like, man, like, you know, my name is so flagrantly Yoruba, like, but it's just like, sometimes people don't, it might pass people, like, they might really not really realize, like, I grew up in a Yoruba household, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is really, like, you know, when I hear stuff like Dubale, or I hear Essence, or I hear whatever, I take, it's an extra piece of pride with me, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, bro, you remember, like, maybe, let's say, like, 30 or 14 years ago, like, it wasn't the same temperature for African music, or even diaspora, like, lingo or whatever. It was different for a lot of us back then.
It's crazy, because even earlier this week I was talking to Max O'Cream. He's bigging you up. He's saying, you know, obviously the homie and everything, but even you know, like, even doing interviews now, it's like, everyone's very vocal about their heritage. He was like, yep, half Nigerian, as is Tyler, and da 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 da. It's dope to see everybody just putting it out there, you know? It's a great time. And then what's going on with Wizkid and Tems as well.
I remember we went, you know, a lot of us wasn't so fortunate to have heroes like that before, but I'm just grateful that we have it now. We have a culture. We got guys like Damson and Daniel Ezra. Like, we got a lot of guys that's like repping. You know, we got a lot of Ghanaian actors. We got a lot of, you got Yvonne Orji. We got a lot of people that's kind of like waving the flags or waving both flags. And it's just like, to me, I want to make sure we got to kind of like highlight the fact that that's a thing. Even East Africans, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of East Africans in Toronto, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Eritreans, whatever, the late great Nipsey. Like, we got to kind of like, you know, kind of show our people that we have a different perspective, and we want to wave the flag as well.
So you're doing the final mixes for the project following two. Like, are you cutting it a bit fine? It's going to be out on Friday.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you this, and you can keep this, whatever, because you my man. I know you ain't going to make me look crazy. But I don't know, bro. It's some things that ain't been right with this joint. Like, I ain't going to hold you. I don't want to sound crazy, but it's just like some things. It's a record I wrote in December, bro. And the reason why I was gonna text him, be like, yo, bro, let me hit you tomorrow and let's do the interview. Because I was like, man, I was so frustrated because I was like, bro, I wrote this song in December. Why are we having sample clearances right now? You know what I'm saying? And a week before my album drop. But again, you an exec, you know how to run a label and all that. It just was kind of hurtful, and it just made me feel a kind of a way. And we're literally, me and my man Wallace from Warner Chapel, we've been working on this record all day. And we still probably don't got it right. You know what I'm saying? But I was just, I don't know. I kind of just got, just like, I kind of just was like, I don't know what I can do at this point. Because I just think that a lot of people are going to try to make me look crazy. But the best I can do is try to make the song the best that I can and try to stick to my date. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to stick to my date. And I don't know. Hopefully the fans just, you know, hopefully I get it right. Let's say that. Because the sample cleansers is an asshole.
I think it'd be good, man.
I don't know, man. When I get off the air, I'll tell you what's going on, and you be like, you might have to come on air, be like, you know what? I thought about it a little bit. Maybe Wale, we need to give him some love, because I don't think he can clear this joint right now. Even you and Mark Bronson, they might have to take a. I might have to get my a UK Avengers together.
Wow, wow. Bro, I wanted to ask you, how did you end up in American Gods? That was crazy.
Well, the crazy thing is, I was already on a lot of directors' short lists on certain things, and I actually didn't read for that. I didn't read for it, and I was like, no, I don't got the time, blah, 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 blah. And they was like, okay, whatever, cool, we want you still. So they just show up here and know these lines. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever, it's cool. And that's really how I got it, man. Shout out to 40, though, OVO, because we got a quick session in. And, you know, Alex Tume, we got a quick session in over there. And, yeah, man, you know, shout out to the whole Stars Network, too. But that was a good experience. It was a lot, though. It was good, though.
Do you think we'll see a Series 3?
It's an expensive show, but I know that it's written great. There's a lot of great writers that's working with Stars right now, and they building something great. I would hope so. I really do hope so.
How you been coping with the pandemic, quarantine, and all of that? Like, obviously, you've been putting out music. The Sumi video was crazy, but like, how you been coping for like the last 12 months?
Man, it's been kind of legit, like making me insane, but I just try to know that I'm never in a worse situation. I had caught that Coco Chanel. I caught that Coco Chanel in early July, and I was in the hospital. I was fucked up. And that's when I was like, you know what? This shit is like, well, I already knew it was crazy, but I was like, man, when I felt so helpless in the hospital and I had nobody around me, it was like a moment that I was like, you know what? And I remember like just like asking God, can I get back to my crib? Let me go. When I got in the fucking ambulance, I was like, I want to make it back home. And that's what made me, the whole time I was really, really, really just like man, this shit is real. This pandemic ain't just a word. This shit is crazy. And I just want to get back home. And that's why I always say heavy on the gratitude, heavy on the gratitude. Mm. Since I got out of that fucking Cedar Sinai, I was like, yo, heavy. I'm just grateful for all this shit.
Mm. It's dope. It's good. It's good. It's good that you're safe and well, man. So for the pandemic, one thing got me through it more than anything else, aside from my family, Peloton. Yo, I love that shit. But
man, I wish I probably gained 20 pounds on it because I was just like the stress eating. Like, what's happening? I don't know what's going on.
but there's a guy on there like who he's a dope trainer. It's Alex. But bro, when he plays bait, when that comes on, yo man, I'm losing pounds. I'm saying,
bro, you can't keep, man. Listen, we got another one like that on this project. That's not bait, but it's the same style as far as go-go. Bait was very, very, very go-go. And we were worried about how people were going to react to it. I got another one on Falarin too that's like that. It's the same kind of way. So I'm interested to see how you react to it when you hear it.
I mean, the thing with bait is kind of crazy, the whole Peloton thing, because, you know, you as a DJ, I'm used to playing tracks on the radio and everything, mixing it and everything. I'm used to like hearing things ring off at shows and in the clubs. It's different experience now. Like when you're working out to your favorite joints, you kind of look at your tracks differently, your favorite bangers and everything else. It's crazy. But yo, it comes on all the time. I swear, every class that I get, every other class, like Bates in the mix somehow. But it's fascinating, bro.
That's crazy because somebody else told me that, but I was like, yeah, right. But then the guy that runs the joint, he kind of hit me on Twitter too, and that's when I realized, I was like, wow, this joint is kind of doing something. So I'm looking forward to making another one. And I got to get on the Peloton too. I got to get on the Peloton too, man. Hopefully after this interview, they send us a free bike, both of us.
It's true. Hey, so why Following 2? Why have you called it that for this project?
That's a great question. Basically, I just feel like that I'm where I'm at when I'm in that space where it's like I'm not really tripping about the outcome. I'm not tripping about nothing. I'm just giving this joint to the people because I'm working on some things. You know, I got a bunch of roles that I've been assigned to. I'm just getting in my bag. I'm getting my Falarin bag. If you heard Falarin 1, you know how I was talking. I was like, you know, I just came off a number one album or whatever, number two, I don't know. I came off that, I was just kind of just like, yo, this is where I'm at, right after Ambition. You know what I mean? So 7 is the number of completion. And I'm just trying to give, I'm trying to get that energy. I'm with my chest out. Yoruba legend, DC legend, Merlin legend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dubale.
Indeed. So, I was privileged to be able to hear the album early. I got the super tight like stream like with my name embedded in it. It's not gonna get leaked or anything like that.
Sometimes don't you gonna get me in trouble? Like, yo, what you trying to do? You want me to fight with niggas tonight? Damn, you got the what? You don't got nothing. I don't know what you talking about.
but all I'm saying is. Everything Regal. I'm not going to talk too much about the album. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. But the Everything Regal joint, bro, I got to talk to you about that. That's crazy.
So, you're my brother. You can use whatever you need to use for this. That has been the issue for the past. That's why I was trying to postpone the interview. That song. There is a situation going on. We love Ishran. We love him. That's our brother. We love him. We love Julie Greenwald, everybody at Atlantic. There is something going on with the sample, and we just trying to make it right. And I don't have much time to do it. And I don't have the South African choir right now. So that is why I've been off the grid for like the past like 24 hours.
Right.
And that is one of my favorite records. And I knew that was going to be special to like the DJs. And it just, I don't know, you kind of put salt on the wound, but at least you reminded me that shit is special. But you reminded me that shit is special. And it's just frustrating right now because I wrote that song in December. So you do the math.
You man. have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Vote. I'm one of the most optimistic people in the world. I'm sure it's going to work out. I'm sure you're going to be all right.
We can talk when it's... All right, we'll talk later. We'll talk off the... talk later, okay. Bro.
All right. Moving along.
Moving along.
Hey, the joint Poke It Out. Fire. I love that joint, man. That was good, right? We're all right with that one?
Yeah, that's out. That's out. It's one of the biggest records in the States right now. It was number one most added twice on Rhythmic and Urban. So I'm grateful. I'm happy about that one. You know, feel good about that. All right. As well as every other song. You know what I mean? Shout out to Dreamville.
So you and Cole have done a few joints together. How did this one come about, though?
We got a lot of songs, bro. Like, we just always, Cole would come to my hood and, where I live in Maryland, and he'll come hooping with me at the LA Fitness, and we will talk about life, and we just rap, and we just chill, we do whatever. It's just, you know, that's just my brother, regardless. So I ain't really, like, you know, that's easy. Like, we just did that shit, like, just on some, just like, just kicking it, and just, you know.
Okay. All right, so 2017, you know, you did the joint My Love with Diplo, Wizkid, Dua Lipa. Like, now to the rest of the world, it looks like you was ahead of your time, you know, even though, like, that was you just doing what you do. But how's it feel to see Wizkid finally getting the recognition that he deserves?
I love it. I mean, shit, I talked to Wizkid maybe like 30 minutes before I got on the phone with you. I was just talking, like, how we talk as friends. But, like, you know, me and Wizkid, we've been cool for, like, over 10 years, around 10 years. So I just love to see my friends winning. I love to see genuine people winning. And Wiz got it out the mud, man. Like, you know, I remember being in, me and him went to one of your parties, man. We was high as hell. We were smoking all day. And I think that we did Drop Me, and we did a couple other ones that day. And we was in the back. And we always, me and him, had always been cool. We always been cool. It's like, now it's just like, wow, like, I can see it's another whole another level that he on in the States. And I just love to see that, man, because, shoot, boy, like, Nigerian artist, bro, like, you know, this was a long time coming. And I'm just glad to see him, Burna, Davido, Naira Marley, all the boys, all the guys get it done right now.
It feels like Thames is about to do something that hasn't been done in a minute, right?
I feel like Thames is going to be very, very special. I think Thames is going to be just as big in London, in Nigeria, or maybe even bigger in the States. I was fortunate enough to do a show with her in Atlanta, and, you know, she really bodied that show. She's a true performer, professional. So, you know, I'm excited to see what she do.
How's Rick Ross?
Rosé, great. Rosé is great. Rosé is richer than he's ever been. He's great.
Okay, that's dope. It's always dope to hear you two hook up together. In the same way that I know yourself, I know Rick. I ain't seen him in a minute because he hasn't been over for a while, obviously. But, like, the last time I caught up with him, he was really breaking down, like, what he rates about you and how you guys first hooked up and everything. Like, the guy's got a lot of respect for you, like, in all capacities, man. It's dope to see you guys still, like, you know, making tracks together.
I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, Rosé always been a, you know what I'm saying? He always, like, you know, this one, Like, I remember I talked to Ross after I did my first four records, and I went back, and then did, like, another eight, and then I went back, and then I went back, and then did another three, then went back. Like, he always going to be a part, you know what I'm saying? And, like, he just one of those guys, like, it ain't really about all that extra stuff. He just want to make sure that niggas is straight. And, you know, my loyalty and my respect for bro is infinite.
It's dope. It's dope. I love the joint Extra Special.
Yes, sir.
It's dope.
Extra Special. That's Ant Clemens. You know what I'm saying? He did a lot of work with Ye and man, he got a great project called Happy to Be Here that's out. But he's wrote for a lot of your favorites. But you know me, I love to work with people that haven't got the stage yet. That I know that can get it, and I know that they got the it, and they can do it. So, I mean, that's what that is. Extra Special. It's Ant, man. It's being Ant. We just, you know, that's some very, very like December, mid December vibe, man. It's bun up music.
Hey, listen. So you've done a hell of an amount of mixtapes. This is your seventh album, like. How did you feel going into this? Was it just like business as usual? Or are you like, you know, do you still get nervous before release or anything? Or are you just like, I want to do the next thing, so lined up?
I'm always going to get nervous because I care about what, you know, I care for real. You know what I'm saying? And we currently making changes right now. You know what I'm saying? Like in real time. But I do. I care what people think because I want to make music that people, you know, resonate with. I want to put my feelings down, but I want to make music that people resonate with. So I'm always going to care, for sure.
I think you've done it with this album, bro. I think a lot of people, I think it's like the vaccine. You know, I think people need more substance.
Well, I hope so, bro. I hope so, because I ain't going to hold you. My next thing definitely includes going somewhere that's not here. Meaning around you, around y'all, and then just getting back to like my roots when I was with Mark Ronson, and you know, I want to get back to that where I'm just kind of like I can free ball as an artist and whatever I gravitate to. So I really hope this one, like, I can leave a mark for everybody, and then just be able to move around differently and do things differently. 7 is the number of completions, like I told you, OG. It's the number of completions. So that's what I want. That's what I want. I want my allies to, I want to be able to go somewhere else and my allies can rock with me and, you know, make sure that I can kind of just be more free as musically. You know what I mean? I learned so much from Mark Ronson, Amy Winehouse, and Lily Allen, and, you know, the Dap Kings and all of that. And then I went into super rap mode, and I went so hard for that whole time. But now I want to get back into music mode, where it's like I'm with musicians, new artists. I'm doing things. You know what I mean? So it's important that we had this conversation, and I'm glad we did, because I'm pretty sure we're gonna have another one later. But I'm glad we had this, because I really, really, really want to double down. I think I'm trying to say I want to pour everything that I got into this music shit. I want to pour it back in. And I did that on this project, but I think that it's something is on the horizon after this one. And I really want to do that so I can feel like, okay, I can get risky. I can try this. I can try this. I can do this. I can do this. You know what I'm saying? And I love how I left everything on the plate. I left everything for the people on this project. Whatever I'm thinking, I gave it all to the people. And then when this shit is out and when it's moving and when it's done, I will have a new chapter to start talking about and to start going with.
Dope. That's dope. It's like I said, I don't want to give away too much, but it feels like that. It feels very spiritual. It feels very relatable. It feels like I think a lot of people are going to be relating to some of the stuff that you're saying.
I hope so, man. But at the end of the day, like, I just left it all out there for them. And what's going to happen is what's going to happen. But at the same time, I'm way wiser, I'm way smarter, and I'm way more knowledgeable about this music stuff. So I'm excited.
You know what? I don't think people realize how great a start you had in the game, because, you know, when I first met you, you was with Mark Ronson and everything, and you were doing all these festivals, you were doing these shows, like, you were really in the touring mode. Like, it's different styles of shows, different festivals and everything else. And I think, bro, you actually had the best training, you know, like, from my perspective, like, internationally, like, you know, because we was always bumping into each other and stuff. It's like, I don't think people realize how much of an insight or how dope that is and what you can get from that, right?
Well, yeah, when I met you, I was talking with Mark, and I think that's when Version was out, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, at that time, I just dropped out of school, you know what I'm saying? So I was just, like, moving around with him. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what it was. I remember meeting Rihanna for the first time at the show that I met you at. I remember doing Glastonbury and all that. I just didn't know, though. So, like, my training was with go-go music. My training wasn't with Mark. It was, like, my go-go training with UCB and Backyard and all these bands, that taught me how to hold it down when I'm doing Scotland and Ireland and all these other places that I don't know nothing or nobody knows me. I know how to turn the crowd up. So that was that. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just winging it, you know what I'm saying? But I knew the assignment though. And that's how it started. And then I just started learning everything and adapting what I knew from go-go to these, what, 20,000, 30,000 people crowds. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. That's dope. So following two, now, I hear, like, you know, I don't know whether they're samples or whether you replayed them, but, like, Mike Jones, Q-Tip, Diddy, I Need a Girl, was that a deliberate thing where you wanted to, like, throw back to the early noughties, late 90s, or has it just happened?
The crazy thing is it wasn't even planned, you know what I'm saying? I've been making music. I just got a lot of songs, and that was picked, you know what I mean? We got a record on the album. That's an SWV sample, but it's for a song they never put out. You know what I mean? We got a lot of original joints, but those are the first, like, couple ones that we picked that it's like, all right, let's just put these out. You know what I'm saying? So it was not like a strategic thing. I went off feeling. I ain't go off, like, names and whatever.
Okay. We've poke it out. Like, did you show it to Q-Tip before it came out? Like,
I did not. I did it at Rolling Loud weekend with Kool & Dre, like, off the late night. I was just playing around. I was just, you know, I'm comfortable with them. Those are my brothers. And right. Then the next day, they was like, yo, bro, you might got to come back over here. This sound like it could be something. And right. I came back over there. And I ain't talked to Q-Tip till that joint was already cleared and everything. So I just thanked them on text. And then, you know, we talked yesterday for a minute,
right?
You know what I mean? But he was one of my like early mentors in this game when I first got in the game. So it's great that I got an opportunity to shine some light on his contribution.
Okay, so somebody was saying to me, like, yo, I want to send Wale some kicks, and you know, and I was like, bro, I don't think you should do that, because unless they're hot, unless they're popping, unless they're rare or some super exclusive shit, don't bother, right? So they were Pumas as well. They were a bit, you know. But I said it.
I love Pumas, man. I love Pumas. I love Adidas. I love Reeboks. I love Nikes. I love everybody.
All right. But is there any particular kick that you're feeling right now?
I don't even do that anymore. Like, I just whatever I put on my clothes, and then I'll be like, all right, what am I wearing today? You know what right. I mean? I don't even know them. I don't even keep up with it as much as I used to. They're doing their own thing. It's a different game now.
Right, I hear that. I hate resellers as well. Resellers are scum of the earth, man.
Man, they're different.
But you was the guy that, you know, you put Phoneposites on the map. Like, people weren't really paying attention to them until you was, like, you know, rocking them and doing the thing.
Maybe. It depends on who you ask. Right. But, you know, that's what Name Ring Bells is about, you know? If you know, you know. Maybe. It depends. It definitely depends on who you ask. So I won't even upset nobody with that answer.
All right. Hey, well, listen, you know what? The album's dope. Congratulations. You know, I know it's you're going through it at the moment. It's a bit stressful and everything, but yeah, it's dope music, man. It's great music, you know, and I think your fans are going to love it. And once again, you've put yourself in your own lane. You're not, you know what I mean? You do you very, very well. And it's just, you know, it's dope. It's more great music.
That's all right. That's really all that we can do at this point. Like, it's just like, you know, we do the best we can do and make the best music we can. And then, you know, just make sure that everybody, as many people can hear it as possible. And then everything else is out of our hands. We can't control nothing. You know what I mean? I know one thing, Falarin 2 is one of the best projects of this year. So I just hope that people listen to it.
I'm sure they will. And can we expect to see you in the UK anytime soon?
Shoot, I hope so. I was literally on my way over there, and then the COVID hit, and I was like, "Wow, really? Right on Chill's the number one song?" Like, so I don't know. I hope so. It was so good. I had the best food, and you know, Shabo took care of us. All like, you know what I'm saying? So I hope to go back there ASAP, though. You know, I talked to Ronson about it, though. So we're gonna see.
So, all right, well, listen, great to connect. Appreciate you taking the time out. And, you know, good luck with the album. And we'll speak again real soon. You know, I got you over here. I'm going to be blazing it as well, right? On the radio and everything
for
else.
For sure, man. We're going to do Poke It Out. We're going to do Poke It Out all fall and half of winter and most of spring in the UK. I'll be out there soon.
All right. Cool, man. All right. Thank you. Stay safe.
My boy, man. I talked to you soon. Right. Hit me. Hit me on the hip.
Yeah. All right. Yo, there you have it. Another dope episode of the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. Gotta give a big shout to Wale, shout out to Wes, shout out to Monique, Kendall, everybody who helped make that happen. I'm not gonna lie, like I didn't think we were gonna be able to do that because we plotted it, we planned it, it got cancelled a couple of times. And I was like, you know, I get it. I don't get mad, I don't get like, you know, I used to back in the day. I'd take it so personal if something got cancelled or whatever, but now I get it, innit? Like, I'm a, you know, grown, a bit more wiser, and I get it, people have got things going on, but that's crazy to hear what Wale's going through right now. Like, you know, I'm very, very privileged to speak to artists moments before the album comes out. You know, I've done it with French Montana, Busta Rhymes, you've heard me do it right here on this podcast, like, and you kind of don't think about the dramas that are taking place like at the very, very last minute, let alone an artist being fearful about, or not even fearful about, you know, just being, yeah, you could call it fearful, you could call it anxious, you could call it nervous, you could call it any of those things. But even if an artist has put out, you know, one album before, or let alone 7 or 10 or whatever, it's you still get that, you know, that pre-release nerves, and it affects artists differently. It's just, it's crazy to hear what Wale is going through right now, because, you know, you heard it from the man himself. He was going to do the interview on Saturday instead when everything was calm. But I was actually speaking to him while he was driving around LA, going from studio to studio, mixing down tracks. And I really do hope that track, Everything Regal, comes out, because it's fire. Like, it's one of the most positive joints around. It's like, you know what I would compare it to? I'd compare it to Kanye West Champion. It was on the Graduation album. Amazing track. It had that kind of vibe, but it's dope, mad spiritual and everything at the same time. So it's kind of crazy, right? I'm talking to Wale like a few days before Following 2 comes out, and the one joint that I think is the best is the joint that he's got problems with trying to clear the sample. I'm sure he'll get it done. I'm sure it'll get sorted. And, you know, when you hear it, you'll see why he was probably on edge about it not being cleared. But it's an amazing track. It's a banger. The album's dope as well. You've heard a couple of joints of it already. You've heard the Poke It Out joint with J. Cole. You've already heard the Angles track with Chris Brown. And, you know, the Down South joint with Maxo Cream and Yellow Breezy as well. So it's a dope album, man. It's a great time for him. I'm really happy for him. Seventh album, like you said, like seven is a number that represents completion. So it's just good to see that he's still putting out music. He's in a good place, although maybe not this week. But it's fascinating. It's like I said, I'm very, very privileged to be able to witness these moments. It's very much appreciated as well. Now, make sure you check out some of the other podcasts if you haven't already. We've got loads. Every week we've got a new guest. Every week we're talking to someone that is within hip-hop culture, putting out music on, making things happen. Nothing but greatness is what we celebrate here. None of this nonsense, none of the clickbait or anything like that. It's just all positive vibes, all greatness. And these are like chapters within, you know, the journey of hip-hop, the story of hip-hop. We've got some dope episodes. So make sure you check us out on every single platform, every Monday, 6 a.m., brand new episodes. Next week, I'm going to be talking to Mick Jenkins. We've got a lot of dope guests lined up as well, like in the next few weeks as well. Every Monday, the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. Make sure you follow and subscribe. Make sure you check me out on Capital Extra every Friday night in the UK, broadcasting across the world. You can check us out on the Global Player app. I've got a two-hour show. Playing the best music, best new music. You want to find out what's going on in the UK, just lock into that show as well. Playing all the latest vibes and everything else. The Hip Hop Raise Me book is out now. We've got a new version that's going to be getting released in France real soon as well, translated into French. That's going to be dope, so watch out for that. And yeah, follow me on all the socials. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, all of that. If you like real rap, check out my EP, my debut EP, the So Great EP with an artist called Boy Nash. It's amazing. About to be dropping the next video for that as well. The So Great EP is available on all streaming platforms. I got a few things going on. But listen, thanks for checking this out. Thanks for taking the time out. Remember, Hip Hop Raise Me every Monday, 6 a.m. EST time at 6 a.m. New York time. Brand new episodes, and hit me up on the tweets if there's anything you, if there's anyone you want to hear on the podcast at any time, hit me up at DJ Samsex on Twitter, on the gram, DM me or whatever. If there's anyone you think I should be covering, anyone you think I should be talking to, let me know. I definitely want to get it done. I do this. DJ Samsex, Hip Hop Raise Me. I'm out. Next episode. Hey, I'm gonna watch Versus right now. It's KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane. Like, you know, people have been trying to convince me all week, saying that, oh, you know, it's going to be close. No, it's not. It's really not. It's not. KRS-One's going to wash him. You're going to witness a burial. Anyway, we'll talk about that next week. All right? Cool.